Finalist number six is Robert Higgins from the Social Dimensions of Health program. Who can give?
I want to talk to you about the number behind me. It's a big number. And when we're talking about support for a public policy or the efficacy of a new vaccine or treatment, this is a number that really gets researchers excited, and I know because it got me excited. So I want to tell you about how we got it. It actually all started when I was in undergrad. I lived in an all-boys dorm, and wanting to be upstanding members of our campus community, we organized a blood drive. Now, I wasn't out at the time, so it was a little uncomfortable when a nurse told me that I couldn't donate blood because I'm gay. Now, to be fair, Canadian Blood Services disagrees with this characterization. They insist, but Rob, it's not because you're gay, it's because you've had sex with a man. And I know what you're thinking. Probably not so different, those two things. But regardless of what you call it, men who have sex with men in Canada can't donate blood today. And this is perhaps one of Canadian Blood Services and Héma-Québec's more controversial policies. They've been accused of discrimination, stigmatization, sued, and even boycotted over this. And all of that undermines public trust in a really important piece of our medical infrastructure. And we need more donors. Did you know that Canadian Blood Services only collects 17% of the plasma that it needs? The rest is purchased. And that overburdens an already overextended public medical system. Now, changing the policy is challenging. Undiagnosed HIV is a real concern, and we transfuse blood into Canadian patients every single day. Our current model responds to that risk by only screening for the gender of our sexual partners. And in the 80s, maybe that made sense, but I have to believe that we can do better today. My research will lead to a new statistical model that isn't blind to the realities of HIV in our communities today. My team and I travel the country testing guys for HIV and hepatitis C, and then we look at those results in the context of guys' everyday lives. So I'm interested in factors like partner numbers, safer sex, substance use, and then I give that information to the model so that it can see nuance. Now, because we're interested in public trust, I also know that this math can't happen in a vacuum. So I also ask about opinions on the current and some alternative donor deferral policies. And not surprisingly, we find that the current policy is seen as discriminatory and stigmatizing. And some other researchers have actually shown that the way we screen donors today can actually increase homophobic attitudes in current active blood donors. But despite all of that, do you know how many guys said that they would donate if they were eligible today? 92%.